The roots of Jennifer Ortiz's campaign for Allentown School Board can be traced back to her daughter and the effect Allentown's response to the pandemic, a year-long school closure, had on her.
She began suffering academically, emotionally, mentally, and I felt like Allentown School District was not doing enough for these kids.
Ortiz says she listened in on school board meetings and felt leaders lacked a sense of urgency when it came to reopening schools.
The main focus should have been on and prioritizing getting these kids back in school. I decided that I couldn't sit back anymore and watch my child suffer, so I needed to step up and do something.
That something is her candidacy. Ortiz says Allentown needs a plan on reopening schools at least almost full time. Jahaira Aviles Washington is another stay-at-home parent in Allentown running for school board. She says it's not just the pandemic that's motivating her to run.
Light has been shown on greater inequities within our community and frankly nationwide. And right now is the absolute time and moment for the strongest leaders to really step up and step into these positions where we would be able to make the most effective change.
Aviles Washington says being a stay-at-home parent to three students at the elementary, middle, and high school level helped her identify issues within the district.
It allowed me to be more involved in my children's schooling, which allowed me to see from a deeper level the inequities, disparities, and an actual crisis that our school district was facing, is facing.
Aviles Washington says issues like the digital divide and the fight for what advocates call fair funding for Pennsylvania schools. A few miles away from Allentown, out in what's largely the suburbs, Lorianne Fainall is a homemaker running for school board in the Whitehall-Copley School District. Fainall says she brings a unique perspective to this race. She's a COVID survivor and spent 24 days in the ICU. Both of her children also contracted the virus.
Health and safety is so important to me. I don't want to see any kid or any of their family get sick.
Fainall says over the course of the pandemic, she watched her local school board's meetings. What she came away with was a feeling that the board wasn't listening to all parents on issues like reopening plans and ignoring constituents like her. So now she's running to take one of those seats.
I'm really looking to be a fair and neutral school board director and not just taking one side only. I really want to be taking all the input from everybody.
Balance is the key word for Southern Lehigh School Board Director candidate Nicole Dolan, too. An engineer by trade, Dolan now lists stay-at-home parent as her occupation. But she says that role didn't really play into her decision to run this campaign. This did.
Before the pandemic, I think, like a lot of people, I wasn't paying close attention to school board activity. It just really wasn't on my radar. And I started paying attention once the pandemic happened and I realized how all of the different parts of the system work together.
Dolan says she not only paid sustained attention to the decisions of the board, but she spoke with friends about them. Eventually, her friends pitched her on running for office. Dolan says she was hesitant at first. She didn't think her resume looked like that of a school board director, but she says she realized school board members should have a variety of backgrounds. This way, they represent the community at large.
The goal is to be part of the process and represent the community and speak up for what you think needs to be spoken up for.
These candidates and others will be on the ballot tomorrow, primary election day. Some candidates are running for a single party and some are cross-filing, meaning they're running on both sides of the ticket. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.